And Aaron Weber Dreesen from the Sioux City Arts Center joins me this morning for Cultural Continuum. Hi, Aaron.
I'm so thrilled to be here again. Well, I love doing these. I love it.
You seem to be the co-hosts tend to be excited about it, but you're the most excited. You seem to be more excited.
I have to be the most everything, don't you know?
Well, we're very excited that you're here this morning. We had Aaron out because, of course, Art Splash is coming up. Now, Art Splash is not until the following weekend, but we won't be doing a Cultural Continuum next week because of its Labor Day weekend and not a whole lot's going on.
Except
Art Splash. So Art Splash is, as I mentioned, coming up the Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. It's downtown, so that's new and exciting on the grounds of the Sioux City Art Center. It is free, which also kind of goes back and forth. This year it's free.
Yes.
Got a sponsorship deal.
Yeah, we plan to go forward like that for good.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And also, one of the reasons that it can be free is because of folks who volunteer to do stuff.
Yes. I mean, and we have volunteer opportunities of all kinds for all ages, abilities. It's especially with it being at the Art Center and in the Gilchrist Learning Center, we've got some jobs for people who just want to make sure that the art is protected and stuff like that. So lots of opportunities. Yes.
And then how does one do that?
So if you are interested in volunteering, just pick a time, an area in which you'd like to help, or where I am needed is another area as well. SiouxCityArtCenter.org, just click on Get Involved and you'll see the Art Splash tab. You can go from there. If you have any trouble with that, just give us a call at the Art Center and we'll walk you through things, get you all registered. We also have a training going on tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Okay.
So
at the Art Center.
Yep, on Saturday morning, 10:30, at the Art Center. And so, you know, put that on your calendars as well.
Okay.
Okay, so I keep talking at this point for the final Friday of the 2021 Food Truck Fridays.
Right.
I can't believe that this year has gone by so fast. So it's today. It's from 11 a.m. until 1:30 at Pearl Street Park in downtown Sioux City. Check everything out on Food Truck Fridays on Facebook.
Yeah, it's not complicated. You go there and you buy food in a food truck. It's a person in a van selling tacos.
Exactly.
Figure it out.
Yes.
Also coming up tonight, Vanguard Arts is welcoming the return of Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. That is an 8 p.m. show. Reverend Raven, I should say, has been playing the blues since he first saw Freddie King play in Chicago 50 years ago. Since then, he's gone on to open for a host of legendary bluesmen and women and had a rotating slot as headliner of Buddy Guy's Legends, the legendary club in Chicago, for 20 years.
20 years.
You can see the Vanguard Art right here in Sioux City tonight.
Yes, and Vanguard Art is, they're also going to be at Art Splash talking about all their programs and stuff. So
very cool.
Just Vanguard all over the place. Okay, Battery Park at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, they have Nelly coming. So if you're not familiar with Nelly, mellow delivery, deft use of slang. He's a Grammy Award hit maker. And that's on Saturday, August 29th. The gates open at 7 o'clock, and local act Dad, the rappers, D-A-D, will be opening the act for the evening. And
Prof is also
Prof. Yeah. The Ape Stage headliner though. So that'd be awesome. Okay. Yeah.
Good show. A couple good shows coming up. The second Rivercade Comedy Competition is also coming up tomorrow night. That'll be at 8 o'clock, and that's back at Vanguard Arts. Gary Lewis, Siouxland funny man extraordinaire, he will be the host, and the show will also feature the headliner, Jenny Lou Roosie. She won the competition the last time they had it 2 years ago. She's the reigning champion. And then there's 10 other comedians who are vying for cash awards for this year's comedy contest and the, of course, prized poultry-themed mini monument to mirth. Go to vanguardarts.com. Actually, go to river-cade.com/events for more on that.
All right. Oh, hey, look, we're doing something else. The Sioux City Art Center offers students a chance to work in a variety of media every Saturday morning from 10:30 until noon. So that's happening also at 10:30 tomorrow at the Art Center. It'll be happening in the Gilchrist Learning Center. This week, we're making foil reliefs. So that's a lot of fun. Attendees, dress to be messy. Bring your friends.
Actually, that one shouldn't be so messy for tomorrow, I wouldn't think. Going on Sunday, the Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting Dr. Scott Culpepper. His program is called Dolly Madison, Gold Standard for First Ladies. That'll be at 2 o'clock. Dolly Madison did not serve as the first First Lady, but she did kind of define that role during her tenure. She was not only the First Lady during her husband's administration, but she sort of served as the First Lady for the widowed Thomas Jefferson before his election. So that'll be interesting. Sunday afternoon, Betty Strong Encounter Center.
Yeah, they have great programs. Morningside Symphonic Chorus will present Carl Orff's epic masterpiece, Carmina Burana, in November. They're looking for community members to join the chorus. Rehearsals began August 31st at 7 p.m. at Epley Auditorium on the Morningside University campus.
So that first rehearsal is coming up on Tuesday. Mm. Also on Tuesday, August 31st, Pomerantz Hall at the Pearson Lakes Arts Center in Okoboji welcomes singer, multi-instrumentalist Bat. He just has one name, and it's Bat. That's a 7:30 showtime. Now in his fourth year as a solo performer on the national stage, Bat leaves quite an impression wherever he plays. He's won the National Songwriters Grants from ASCAP for 2 years in a row, plays all sorts of types of music. Go to lakesart.org for more on Bat in the Pomerantz Hall.
It's like Madonna.
It sounds like something you'd need to call for pest control. But it's not. It's just a guy and his name is Bat.
Right, right. And speaking of nature,
yes,
the Naturalist from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, and they are having a special monarch butterfly tagging event on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, September 1st, from 7:30 until 9 p.m. So they will be searching for any migrating monarchs, and they're hoping to tag them for their journey to Mexico. That's fascinating. So sturdy walking shoes, meet at the Talbot Road entrance, the Sioux City Prairie. The terrain is hilly and uneven, so prepare yourself.
I would just be interested to see how they do that. That just tagging something so small.
They just ask them to put out their little legs. Like,
they've got to be very small tags.
Give me your leg.
The Lauritsen Performing Arts Center at the Pearson Lakes Arts Center back in Okoboji welcomes The Hitman. That'll be right after Bat, the night after Bat, 7:30 on Wednesday, September 1st. Classic Rock's unique supergroup of legendary sidemen. The Hitmen are the 2019 recipients of Nashville's Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum's first ever Road Warriors Award.
All right. An exhibition by ceramics artist Luke Severson opens Thursday, September 2nd at 6 o'clock at the Nordstrom Visual Arts Gallery at Wayne State College. The exhibit is called We'll Always Never Forget, and it's free and open to the public. The show will be on view through September 24th. They'll have an online artist talk available throughout the duration of the show. The exhibit displays an array of Severson's most recent ceramic stoneware, combining sculptures made at different times, but not used together until now. The result is whimsical, reflecting a studio practice influenced by chance, space, and material.
And finally, the 27th annual Art Splash. Hey, we just talked about this.
But it's, I know about this.
But no, we mentioned Cultural Continuum won't be airing on the Friday, the 3rd of September. So we're talking about Art Splash now. It's Friday or Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Right.
New place.
Yes.
Free.
Yes.
What's all going to be there? Is there strolling entertainment?
There will be strolling entertainment.
Will there
and
be
there
food
will
vendors?
Be stage entertainment, and there will be food vendors, and there will be children's activities, and there will be all kinds of things, including artists.
Oh, yeah. That too.
So we've got artists from all over the country. 50 artists.
How many artists are there?
50 artists this year. Mm-hmm. And we actually have an international artist too from Belgium. So I'm really excited to meet her. She's a photographer. And of course, because we're on the campus of the Sioux City Art Center, we have the art center itself open. The Gilchrist Learning Center will be open with children's
activities.
Indoor,
outdoor, both.
Yes. And we'll have COVID protocols and things like that. So masks and hand sanitizer available inside both buildings. But the Sioux City International Film Festival will also be showing films in the Art Center in our lecture hall. And so we've just got, we've got a little arts thing going on and free to the public. So join us. Park at the Tyson, park at Long Lines, and grab a shuttle over. They'll drop you right at the door.
All right. Well, this sounds lots of fun.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you with some dramatic music from Carl Orff from Carmina Burana. Thank you so much, Aaron, for coming up.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in this morning to Cultural Continuum.